2 weeks ago, Justice Prosser wrote a 3-page letter explaining why he would not recuse himself from hearing the case brought by the Wisconsin Prosperity Network and several other Tea Party groups. But this week, in a 1-sentence letter, he reversed himself. Supporters of the disclosure rule say Prosser's relationship with Attorney James Troupas, who's representing the Prosperity Network, was too close. Attorney Adam Skaggs of New York University's Brennan Center for Justice says because Prosser hired Troupas to help him during his re-election recount, his recusal is almost mandatory.
The timing of his involvement and the pendency of this case, which of course was pending before the court at the very time that Mr. Troupas helps Justice Prosser to secure his job, suggests that that relationship is just far too intimate for Justice Prosser to sit and hear Mr. Troupas' case.
Prosser's recusal may very well result in a 3-3 tied decision by the court. That would keep the rule in place requiring outside interest groups to reveal who their donors are when they buy attack ads during elections. Skaggs says that's a good thing for voters.
It provides voters with information that allows them to make informed choices at the polling place, and it furthers important First Amendment values.
The groups challenging the rule say disclosing contributors' names actually violates their First Amendment right to remain anonymous. No matter how the court rules in this case, the Government Accountability Board has decided not to enforce strict guidelines for determining what kind of campaign ads would require disclosure. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.